Welcome to your GCSE Music Revision Podcast. Today, we are diving deep into one of the most iconic film scores ever written, John Williams' main title and Rebel Blockade Runner from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Whether you love Star Wars or not, this set work is absolutely packed with musical interest, and by the end of this episode, you will feel confident tackling any exam question on it. So, let's get started. First, a bit of context, and this is the kind of background knowledge that can earn you marks in the appraisal section. John Williams was born in 1932 and is widely considered one of the greatest film composers of all time. He has won 5 Academy Awards and has collaborated with directors like Steven Spielberg and George Lucas on films including Jaws, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, and of course, Star Wars. When George Lucas hired Williams for Star Wars in 1977, Williams made a bold and deliberate choice. He would use a full, traditional symphony orchestra, with no synthesizers and no electronic effects whatsoever. Think about how unusual that was in 1977, when electronic music and synthesizers were everywhere in popular culture. Williams was drawing on the tradition of late Romantic composers like Wagner and Korngold, and that decision is absolutely central to understanding this piece. Williams and the London Symphony Orchestra recorded the entire Star Wars score in just 12 days. That is an extraordinary achievement for music of this complexity. The orchestra used for the main title has 86 players, a very large ensemble. The 4 sections are strings, woodwind, brass, and percussion, plus piano, celeste, and harp. Now, let's talk about the musical elements in detail, because this is where your exam marks really come from. Let's start with structure. The piece has a clear overall shape that mirrors what you see on screen. It begins with a short introduction in bars 1-3, a dramatic brass fanfare that grabs your attention immediately. Then we get the famous main theme, which follows an AABA structure in bars 4-29. Section A is the heroic main theme, played by the trumpets. Section B is a contrasting, more lyrical melody played by the strings. Then A returns, played twice, even more triumphantly. After bar 29, the structure becomes what we call program music. It follows the action on screen rather than a purely musical form. There is a link section, a transition, a quiet passage representing the star-filled sky, and then a dramatic codetta as the spaceships appear and the battle begins. The piece ends at bar 60. Now, melody. The main theme, the leitmotif associated with Luke Skywalker and heroism, is one of the most recognisable melodies in the world. It begins on the upbeat to bar 4, played by the high trumpets. What makes it sound so heroic? Several things. First, it uses large leaping intervals, fourths and fifths, which give it a bold, assertive character. Second, it uses triplet figures as decoration, which add rhythmic energy and excitement. Third, it is played fortissimo in the brass, which gives it tremendous power. The contrasting B section melody, played by the strings in bars 11-20, is quite different. It is smoother, more flowing, and played at mezzo forte, giving a sense of contrast and suggesting that the film has more than just action. There is also emotion and depth. Let's move to harmony and tonality. The main theme section, bars 1-29, is firmly in B flat major, but Williams does not use simple, predictable chord progressions. One of the most important harmonic features is quartal harmony, chords built on intervals of a fourth rather than the usual thirds. You can hear this in bars 4-7, where the harmony has an unresolved, open quality that adds drama and tension. Williams also uses imperfect cadences, phrases that end on the dominant chord rather than the tonic, which keeps the music feeling forward-moving and unresolved. From bar 30 onwards, the tonality becomes increasingly ambiguous. By bars 44-50 during the battle sequence, the harmony is almost atonal, without a clear key. And in bars 51-60, Williams uses boy tonality, where 2 different keys are heard simultaneously. This creates a sense of chaos and danger that perfectly matches the action on screen.